our play and our intensity right from the start of the match was fantastic. And, you know, I keep saying that if we start the match as well, and we've shown over the last four matches that we started well and we got goals early, and we look a totally different team, and it's back to probably where we were before the break. But, you know, we were very good, and obviously, you know, it was just important for us to get through today's semi-final. I'm sure Sean McGrover's a different game plan on Friday night, but, you know, to be three up after half an hour was phenomenal, and obviously the quality of the goals was very good.
I think Sean McGuire said afterwards that he identified that Rovers are going to go out with a 3-5-2, which he said left a lot of individual matchups out there. So that's something he obviously identified in the build-up to the game, that they were going to go out and play like that, and that's what he exploited.
Well, yeah, every week, every team sort of works on their shape and how they're going to attack and how they're going to play, and obviously we would have done a lot of work last week because we'd saw their system, and we felt there was opportunities for us, and so it proved, you know. But teams know each other so well now, so you're always looking for an angle. But we had watched them the previous week between Pats and Rovers, and we just felt there was opportunities if our forward players were on song that we could cause them problems, and we did that, and we're happy about that.
And as you mentioned as well, the goals that you did take were fantastic.
Well, we do a lot of work on finishing, and you know, even when we're going through the spell where we hadn't scored a couple of goals there about a month ago, you know, every day at training we're working very much on our finishing and our movement, and we do a lot of that type of stuff. And some of the goals obviously came from work and styles of play that we do at training, so that was pleasing. But overall, you know, the pace and the quality of the ball and the pullbacks and stuff was phenomenal, and obviously the finishing was phenomenal, and that's so that was all good, and the confidence of the lads is good at the moment.
Is that 17 now for Shawnee this season, is it?
Yeah, and Shawnee's doing great, and you know, he was being criticised a little bit then when he went through a blip, but overall since coming to the club he's been phenomenal, and you know, all the club, all the team love him, and the management, and he's doing it brilliantly, and he just needs to keep his feet on the ground and every day work as hard as he can, and you know, if he does that more often than not, he'll score goals.
And the same dude at international level as well must be particularly pleasing as well.
Yeah, and when you think that in both the international games he didn't start, which is unusual, you know, because it's disappointing that he hasn't started for the under-21s, because I think he should. You know, sometimes people give preferences to players that are playing with English clubs even though they may be only playing with the reserve team. And I think that's wrong, and his form for at club level for us has been fantastic, and you know, so he's come on in the under 21 game and got two goals, one last Thursday, one last the following Tuesday, so he's done great. And but most importantly for Cork City, he's doing it for us, and that's what we want.
If he keeps scoring though, do you think you'll have a bit of a battle on your hands to keep him over the winter?
Well, you know, maybe we will, and that's something that we look at, and you know, if those things happen, they happen. The most important thing for us is that we're into the last 7 weeks of the season. We've 10 league games to go over the semi-final of the cup. It's all to play for, and despite the fact that, you know, Dundalk are getting the advantage because they've been allowed to play matches ahead of us, at the same time, you know, we still feel we're in a right chance of the league as well. So from my point of view, it's just making sure that Shawnee produces best form for the run of the season, and when the season finishes we'll deal with that when it comes.
And the draw is being made, is it Tuesday morning? Is it
Tuesday morning? Yeah, I suppose
home draw, I suppose, is the
home draw. Obviously, you know, you look at the, you know, I suppose you look at the top three in the league. You know, ourselves, Dundalk and Derry are in the draw, plus Pats, who won the cup 2 years ago and are a big club over here. And so, you know, from our point of view, we love a home draw because obviously semi-final, we'd have a packed house. And, you know, so we'll wait and see and keep our fingers crossed. But the most important thing, we're in the semi-final. We're a game away from the Aviva, and we want to get back there.
How much is last year's defeat kind of motivating the guys this year to get back there and kind of lift the trophy, go one step further?
Well, I think for the players that were there, you know, I suppose if you look at overall, Rory, we still brought in seven new players into the squad this year. You know, five played the other night, so some of those lads weren't with us. We identified last season that there was areas that we need to strengthen the team. You know, I've said on record that personally it's the best team that I think since I've taken over the club, and we've worked hard on that. And so, you know, the lads are winners and they all want to win trophies and they all want to get back to Aviva. And obviously we had a tremendous European campaign, but we're still in contention in the league. We're still there in the cup. I think there's real winners within the team, and it would be fantastic for the supporters if we could get back to the Aviva. And that's what we're looking at, because while it was disappointing last year, still the atmosphere, the occasion, getting to Aviva last year, the crowd we brought with us was phenomenal. And it would be great if we can get back there again. And but most importantly, we're trying to win trophies, and that's our aim, right? From the start of the season.
Shamrock Rovers again on Friday in Turner's Cross, one of those weird things that seems to happen around cup ties quite a lot. But do you expect them to be a different proposition on Friday?
Well, I think they'll make a few changes. Certainly I think they'll make personnel changes. Whether they'll change their system, they may not, because they've been playing that way for the last 6 weeks and it has stood them in good stead. So sometimes, you know, when you get a game like that, you still go back to basics of what you've done right, rather than throwing you know, the toys out of the pram. So, but certainly he will make some personnel changes. You expect Mealy to come back in, possibly O'Connor to come back in defence, and obviously he also has Killian Brennan, who could well start from, and Gary Shaw. So we expect that. But most importantly for ourselves is making sure that we're ready ourselves. We're right from the off, because with that intensity, you know, I believe we're the best team out there. But at the same time, you know, we expect a huge crowd, and hopefully we will have that and get at them again right from the start.
Is fixture congestion going to be an issue between now and the end of the season?
Well, we know we're going to be playing three games a week, and that is always difficult. The key thing is to avoid probably injuries and suspension. But at the same time, you know, we know that's going to happen over the next 3 weeks, and we can't do anything about it. I suppose once you're challenging for trophies, Rory, you expect that, and you want to be in that position. So, and after winning the last four matches on the bounce and scoring quite a few goals, the form is good, and you want to try and continue with that.
And it's obviously quite important as well to keep the pressure on Dundalk by continuing to win matches.
Yes, it's been funny. I don't think there's any league in Europe where you'd have a situation where, you know, teams are allowed to play games ahead, and, you know, we just can't seem to get close to them in terms of games. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we had two games postponed last week, not through our own fault. Through the fact that we had two lads with the Irish under 21 team, then they're allowed to play another two games ahead of us. You know, at this stage of the season, we should be playing game for game and making a right run in. But you know, that's not just the way it is. So, you know, after tomorrow night they played for Finn Harps, we expect they're going to be 10 clear, even though we have two games in hand.
Yeah.
So hopefully from next week on, with our games in hand, that we can try and get points on the board and get back to putting the pressure on and having a right title run in, because I feel if we're right in there and stay amongst them, you know, I think we're capable of pipping them to the league. Obviously, you know, there's a different opinion, you know, throughout the country. People think they're untouchable, you know, think they're going to be, you know, the best team ever, and that they're going to emulate Rovers and win four leagues in a row. You know, time will tell on that. Obviously, we feel we can have a major say in that. So, but it's important for us, you know, to win our games in hand and stay in there and bring it down to the last three or four games, and then show can we win the league? Because the group believes, you know, and there's a great belief within the team that we can do it this year. But it is difficult when you're playing catch up all the time. But, you know, over the next 2 weeks, we have lots of games, and it's important for us to keep our feet in the ground and start with 3 points on Friday night against Rovers.
Friday's game is clashing with Chelsea and Liverpool on TV. Is that going to be an issue for the crowd, do you think? And is it a bigger issue for the League of Ireland as a whole?
Well, I know Friday night football is coming in, and obviously, certainly when you have teams probably like Man United and Liverpool playing, because they seem to have, you know, the massive following in Ireland. Not so sure about some of the other teams, but you know, at the end of the day, Rory, you know, we have a strong support base. You know, we have a hardcore of 3,000 every week. We have a floating crowd of anything between 5,000 to 7,000, and it's getting to the stage where we're in the run of the season. We're playing Shamrock Rovers. You know, the English season has only just started, so you'd hope that, you know, our support will come out in force. Massive match against Rovers. You know, everyone says, you know, they want to see us win the league. You know, and the players deserve it, and you know, there's nothing better than, you know, the crowd coming out in force and getting behind the lads. So, you know, while the game is on TV, you'd hope that, you know, we'll have a big crowd on Friday night, and we're expecting that.
Excellent. John, thanks very much for talking to us, and best luck Friday.
Thanks, Rory.